The EPA has been working with 7 paper mills along the Fox River trying to figure out the best way to clean up 60,000 pounds of PCBs polluting the river's bottom. Because they'll likely be forced to pay the cost, the paper mills want to go one of the cheaper routes, relying on natural recovery, that is, leaving the PCBs under the sediment to break down and placing a cap over areas where the river's currents might wash away the sediment, covering the pollution. Some environmental groups, though, want the PCBs removed. David Ulrich is the EPA's acting regional administrator.
There really isn't a leading contender. What we are looking at is probably some combination of dredging, capping, and natural recovery.
The costs range from hundreds of millions of dollars to more than $1 billion. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.